This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Metroplex. We welcome you in live with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire crew back together. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and we have a ton to get to today. The Dallas Stars opponent awaits. Knock on wood, after this evening. We got the payload at 6:40, another Rangers ticket giveaway in the 7 o'clock hour. Jay Billis is going to join us live at 7:20 to talk about Cooper Flagg. We got the Neighborhood Watch, Brad Sham on the Cowboys schedule, Stars preview, Red Zone, Below the Bell, all of it as we try to get you as quickly as possible to your weekend. But we start off with the schedule release. I'm just going to go down the games and then I'll turn it over to all of you for the stretches, for the worries, for the breeze, the cruises, and ultimately, and at some point, your final record. We all know they're starting off at filthy. And then I feel like you got to get four of your next five here. Giants at home, at Chicago. Thankfully, that is in September and not December. Green Bay comes to town. You're at the Jets, you're at the Panthers. Then you have the Commanders at the Broncos, and sandwiched around your bye, which is smack dab in the middle of the season. A lot of people, you know, I used to look at the bye and say, I want it right there in the middle of the year. Well, a lot of times it comes down to when one of your best players gets injured.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we got the bye. We need to make a change.
Yeah.
We got the bye.
It could be week five. And that's okay if you've got some injuries.
Exactly. But sandwiched around that bye is your Kyler Kryptonite with Kyler Murray and Allen Texas coming to town for a primetime game. And then after the bye, you're at the Raiders. Now you get into the gauntlet. Eagles, Chiefs, fortunately both are at home. At Detroit, primetime. Minnesota, the Chargers, at the Commanders, and at the New York Giants. That is the Dallas Cowboys 2025 schedule.
So,
11th toughest in the league. First time ever with four Thursday night games. Chase Daniel, stop trolling. I used to like you and have respect for you.
Oh,
that's
no.
Quickly decreasing. They still are America's team. Six primetime games despite last season's record.
So, a couple things. One, they have 4 of 6 game stretch on the road early on. Starting with week 3 in Chicago and then ending in week 8. They got the Jets, Carolina, and Denver also. 4 of 6 on the road is a pretty tough stretch. You know, it's not like the greatest thing in the world. But the post-bye is what really stands out. The after-the-bye week stretch. After the Raiders, you go Eagles, then Kansas City on a short week, at Detroit. By the way, the Eagles is a short week too, because you're coming off a Monday Night Football game. Short week Eagles, short week KC, but KC's obviously short week too. Then you have Detroit, Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders. That is brutal. That is a brutal six-week stretch in the meat of the schedule, as Jerry might say at the very, very end. That really stood out. But, you know, other than that, the schedule release does lose some of its luster because we get leaks and...
The highlight is the release videos, which we'll get to later on. Bobby, initial thoughts.
That was the big thing that stood out initially was that gauntlet from weeks 12 to 17. So that's tough. Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, the team with the worst record in that group is the Chargers, and they were 11-6. And so you're talking about the average record for six straight weeks is 13-4.
Ooh.
You're basically going against six straight 13-4 teams. So that's tough. But if you're looking for a little bit of silver lining or whatever else, just two of those games are going to be on the road, and both of those are after back-to-back home stretches. So the only time you get back-to-back home games on the entire schedule are leading into those road games during that six-week stretch. So you're not doing a whole bunch of crazy traveling leading into that. It's the first time I was curious if they do it. I thought the NFL was never going to go back to doing this, and they did. The fact that Dallas is at home before the Thanksgiving game. They've not had them do that in a long time. The last time they did was 2017. So typically they try to put them, they'll put them on the road, and whoever their opponent is that week, they're generally going to make them travel a similar distance. But they didn't do that this week. So Kansas City will be at home the week before playing the Colts, I think it is, and then Dallas will be at home. So Dallas has no travel on that short week, but like Chop said, they're coming off a short week and a big game against Philadelphia. So really it's the back end of the schedule that stands out the most. And then, like you mentioned earlier with the Bears, Jets, Broncos, all those games are played before November and December. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a little bit of a benefit, you're not getting into the bitter, cold, snowy season with those cities.
Yeah, the only cold game they're going to have potentially is the last two, Commanders, Giants. That's
which
it.
Which you just got to deal with that.
And you got to deal with that. But, I mean, the reality is, I mean, it is not crazy to get a balmy 40-degree day, which is fine.
Well, The worst thing about this, in my opinion, is you're facing the three toughest divisions in football. Mm-hmm. You're getting the AFC West, you're getting the NFC North, and now you're getting the NFC East.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you used to be like, okay, Washington Giants, there's two. You got that as a nice ending to your season if you need it, and you haven't already clinched. And in many instances, you have clinched because you're facing the NFC East. Well, now you're getting the NFC East, AFC West, and the NFC North, all three of those together. The good thing is when you have a tough schedule like this, the league changes, right? There's going to be surprises. No one knew that the New Orleans Saints were going to kick our ass like that. You're going to get these teams that go up, the teams that go down. So all these tough opponents, you're going to get a few that fall back, and hopefully you don't get caught off surprise by your Arizonas and the teams that you should take out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody really had Washington up near the top. Nobody would have included them in a gauntlet last year. You may look at it, we may get into the season and then look at, you know, okay, the Jets in week whatever game that is, week 4 or 5. The Jets are now all of a sudden, oh, we got into the season, the Jets are awesome, and nobody knew that was going to happen, and now you've got, like, the undefeated Jets that you have to go to New York to play. Like, there are things like that on the schedule that are going to pop up. Arizona in the middle of the year, maybe Kyler puts it together, and Jonathan Gannon continues to do what he's done there, and that's, like, a legitimate contender that you got to go deal with.
You guys agree that it feels like they need to be 4-2?
Well, I think the Chicago game is arguably the most pivotal on their schedule the entire year, because you're sandwiched between... because Green Bay's next. So, like, if you just assume you're 1-1 after two, assume a loss to Philly and a win over the Giants. I mean, that Chicago game looms very large, because if you lose it and you've got Green Bay coming in next, I mean, you're looking at 1-3 potentially before you have back to back road games. And they're not super tough road teams, but Carolina at the end of last year showed that they were at least starting to be competitive.
Bryce started to put it together.
I mean, like, that. Would it surprise anybody if Carolina got off to a decent start and started to bite some people, or at least scare you? And then you've got the Commanders in Denver, a couple of playoff teams after that. So I think the Chicago game is the biggest one biggest pre-bye game that they have on the schedule.
Stephen Jones was on Mad Dog Radio and talked about opening with the defending champs and having to watch them unveil the banner.
It certainly motivates our organization, I know, from the players to the coaches. They were so fired up about it this morning. You know, everybody in the organization is looking forward to that. Certainly a disappointing year for us last year compared to the, you know, championship year the Eagles have. As you said, it's a huge, huge rivalry. Love lost, but a lot of respect and for what they've accomplished there. But hopefully both teams will be healthy going into that game and should be interesting.
I love this question because I was thinking about this driving in before going on NBC5.
Well.
Having to get the morning hair correct for Laura Harris. Shout out to Laura. She said do that so her husband thinks that she's really cool. She was complaining in the commercial break, what's up with all these late primetime games? And I said, Laura, do you want to be in the midday or you want to be in the morning? You want to be Kevin Hagelin or you want to be Laura Harris? Which one do you want to be? You want to be primetime. You want to be in the spotlight. And you're complaining about waking up, but y'all's ass make me wake up at 4 a.m. for these morning hits. Mm-hmm. So shout out Laura. Hopefully her husband heard that. But while driving in, I said, okay, what is success? What is success for Brian Schottenheimer's first year? We have this injection of optimism thanks to Schottenheimer's personality and the George Pickens move and the draft. Three recent things that I am at least very optimistic about when it comes to heading to California in training camp. Stephen Jones was asked what success would look like this year.
You know, everybody, I'm sure, has a similar definition as to compete for a championship. And obviously the frustrating thing for our organization and our fans, who we are just so, we think we got the best fans in the world, is we just hadn't been able to have you know, the success in the playoffs. We put together, you know, multiple, you know, we had a run there with Mike of 3-12 win seasons. Last year, we don't want to be make excuses, but we, by the end of the year, I think 55% of our salary cap was on IR. So we had, you know, one of those years where, you know, the injuries, injury guides weren't working in our favor. But, you know, if we can stay healthy and have these young guys, have these guys step up that we've brought into the fold here, and I think we've got the right staff to get the most out of our players, then we can have the success we want to have, which is get in the tournament and go have success and compete for a championship.
So that's Steven's schedule release and all that stuff. Since they have kind of tampered it and ruined it, watered it down with the leaks here and there, the most interesting thing for me is these videos that the entire league has gotten behind. And I hope this guy isn't responsible for it because I just had a great conversation in time with him in Frisco last week.
Well.
Going out there. But, man, the Cowboys release video was pretty weak.
What's your point?
They spent a lot. I assume they spent a lot of money when they did the Taylor Sheridan one with Yellowstone a couple years ago. That was a long, drawn-out video. Some teams, I think, just realize that it's just not worth it.
I think their creative team wants to do it. I think every creative team in the league wants to do it well and like wants to not, but they're all trying to find 32 unique ideas every single year.
It's tough.
And So
yesterday's was basically what they were out on the golf course for an event.
Yeah. The Cowboys were at the golf course yesterday for a sponsor event. And
Were playing in that, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I was playing in that. Thanks, guys.
You shot a zero, I believe.
Zero, yeah.
That's a hell of a day. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. No, so they were out there doing this event. It was this bizarre thing where they had a 4-hour live stream leading up to the schedule release of Micah, CeeDee, Tyler Smith, and Osa. And they were all like out there on the golf course and doing different things and had the camera following them around and had like a podcast discussion. It was this just odd 4-hour stream of discussion leading up to the schedule release. And I guess they just throughout the video had done little moments where it's like, we're tipping off or
Easter
we're hinting
eggs.
At what it is. Yeah. And then, so then at the end of it, it's like, here's the collection of Easter eggs. And some of them were off camera that you didn't see. So it's like, okay, week two. And Tyler Smith right now is eating an apple on like the second hole or something because Giants. It's 18 holes or something like that. So they did that.
That the 18 aspect is clever because you're on a golf course, 18 weeks, 18, you know.
Yeah.
So that's clever from that. But the Colts are the one that really kind of they're in the crosshairs right now. So they did a Minecraft video. Two teams did Minecraft.
Two teams.
Chargers and Colts. They did Minecraft, right? And one of the ones, the Colts one, they had to get deleted because when they were playing the Dolphins, they had a number 10 jersey on the back, which is Tyreek Hill. And the dolphin was obviously swimming in the water, and it got detained by the Coast Guard.
Why do you have to delete that?
Well, because Tyreek got detained by the police on the way to a game, yeah, I guess.
Why do you have to delete that? That's fantastic. I love it.
That's why.
Soft.
Maybe you shouldn't have put the number on it.
There you go. The number obviously was the week.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the number was the week.
Right,
okay,
the week
not Tyreek.
That they're playing, I assume.
Yeah.
It is, but...
What's Tyreek's number? Does anyone know?
10.
Isn't it 10?
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just coincidental. Now, the Chargers Minecraft video was great, though, with Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz, little Minecraft characters slapping each other.
Yes. Yeah,
it was good. And they had the Fire Nico on the Cowboys week. They had the Fire Nico fan on the Jumbotron in AT&T Stadium.
For what team?
For Dallas.
No, but...
The Chargers did it for their Minecraft video. So when they show AT&T Stadium, you see the Fire Nico guy from the Jumbotron.
Well done. 877-881-1053. I love the Bills one. Josh Allen said, just get AI to do it. And they got Allen Iverson to do it. And at the end, though, they're like, can I get a go Bills? And he's like, no, go Josh Allen. And I wonder, he wasn't going to cross the Eagle fans in Philly, right? But I wonder if the Bills fans are going to be a little bit like upset about that, even though AI did participate. So somehow they tied Josh Allen and Allen Iverson together. Just get AI to do it. I thought that was really, really good. It's the Thursday edition. Absolutely loaded. Glad you're waking up with us as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. The Dallas Stars opponent is set and awaits. And do we already have the signing of the Texas Rangers season? Some Chris Young brilliance after the Brooms, against the Rockies. That's next on the Home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And RJ, we got our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, and maybe the Cowboys aren't as undefeated as America's team as we thought, as Fox and old Tom Brady. It wasn't really Tom Brady, but old Fox said we wanted less Cowboys on our schedule.
Yeah, this is a little weird.
Point?
We've always heard they're the number one draw, and we know they're the number one draw. Well, Awful Announcing had a piece up yesterday where they were covering, I guess it was actually Richard Deitch at The Athletic. They were covering what he had written. He had done something on the schedule release, and he had spoken to Fox Sports executive Michael Mulvihill.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Michael Mulvihill. And they asked about the Cowboys games and the fact that they've only got three games that are 325 kickoffs for the Cowboys on Fox this year. And he said, of our 425 games, Eastern obviously, only three of them are Dallas Cowboys games. He said, in other years, we've gone looking for five or six Dallas games at 425. What we wanted for this year was more AFC, more Philly, but also more Detroit and a little more Washington to try to capitalize on the Jaden Daniels story. I think we have a better mix of teams than we've had in the past. Sometimes we've heard exasperation from fans that the Fox 425 game is always the Cowboys. It's still going to be the Cowboys sometimes this year, but you'll see a little bit more variety in terms of our top teams in our 425 window. So Fox is saying, you know what? We'd like a little bit more variety. We don't just need to max out our Cowboys options this year.
And I get it. You know, I do wonder when Greg Olsen or Troy Aikman are doing, well, not Aikman because they change every week, Monday Night Football. When Greg Olsen or Tom Brady are doing four out of five Cowboy games, that doesn't feel like spreading enough love to the league. It's got to be old for them. It's old for me watching the same TV announcers three straight weeks. I get the business decision, but one of the things Brian Windhorst talked about, a lot of people are like, we're bad about storytelling in sports now. And we need to get back to that. And why don't the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Cleveland Cavaliers get the love when First Take just wants to focus on the Lakers and the Yankees? And obviously, you got to play the hits. You got to do what's best for business. When do you decide to give that love to other interesting teams that aren't necessarily the big dog?
And that, look, I mean, yes, in a perfect world, Windhorst is right. You got to get back to storytelling. But the problem is that the moment college sports became lucrative, people can talk now about, oh, well, you know, it's not the same as it was. Well, it's not when it was the same, it wasn't the same. In the 90s, college football was not the same as it was in the 70s and the 60s, right? It became big business. It became money. And the same thing here, like, you know, yeah, like media should not be about, you should not, like ESPN should not cover the NBA more than the Major League Baseball because they're in bed with them.
Right.
They should cover what, you know,
the
story is, right? So that's where he's right. But the reality is that ESPN is a business first, and that's the problem. Media should never be business first. It should be media first. But it's not. So it's a perfect world thing, but that's the reality. This is strike three for the Cowboys. Strike one was Vegas. 7.5 win total. Not buying into them. Look at their preseason odds. Look at their game by game betting lines. That's strike one. Strike two was the NFL giving them like four noon games. They never get four noon games in a year. And then strike three was Fox and Netflix. Netflix put them at the noon game, saying, you know what?
Yeah.
We think that Lions-Vikings with a rookie quarterback going into Detroit is a better game than, who is it? Is it Cowboys-Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
We think that's a better game than arguably what has been told to us for five decades is the best rivalry in the NFL. We think Detroit and Minnesota is a better game.
I will almost guarantee it'll be different in 2026. They're going to do this in 2025. Fox is going to go like, we're going to spread the love a little bit. And then they're going to look at it and go, no, we want the Cowboys games back. Because for as much feedback as they get of Cowboy fatigue or whatever else, it's the same like we get here. All the Cowboy fatigue claims we get here. That's still what people, we go post the Cowboys videos on the YouTube channel. The Stars are in the middle of a playoff run. We can post a Stars video that'll get 1,500 views. We post a Cowboys video of just like, hey, let's do a list randomly from CBS. It's 17,000 views. Like the Cowboys are still the Cowboys. They're still the draw. And as much as people claim to hate the Yankees, the Cowboys, the Lakers, they are still the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Lakers. Yep. And that's what nationally people want to watch.
Aaron Rodgers' golf game maybe playing into the schedule?
Well, it's golf game for sure. They said that the Steelers, one of the reasons why they're not in prime time in week one is the Aaron Rodgers situation and that he has not signed on with any team. And Mike North, who's like the czar of the scheduling, told Florio that, bro, we can't put him out there. We don't know who their quarterback is. We don't know what kind of team they're going to be. If they have Aaron Rodgers, they're absolutely on a primetime game in the opening weekend, whether it was, you know, whether they were going to be in the mix to play Philadelphia or whether or not they were going to go to Brazil or whoever, right? Not the case this year. So because they didn't have any decision from Aaron Rodgers, they had to keep him away from him.
And there were conflicting reports out of Pittsburgh that he had joined this.
Joined this golf course. It was Andrew Filippone first reported it, and then somebody else said, no, I called up. So who knows? Who knows, right? But that was the initial report. I love the, I don't know what's better, golf course membership source off or the following the tail number of an airplane in college sports for who the next coach is going to be.
Or the real estate broker.
Or the real estate broker. Those are the three. Those are the three big ones.
I don't know why to that point.
I have to apologize to Adam Schefter, by the way. Weeks and weeks and weeks ago, he was like, make a decision. Come on already. And I was like, dude, we haven't gotten that far into it. Well, we have gotten really far into it. So Schefter ultimately was right.
What is, why is the NFL still worrying about how they're going to slot primetime games based on Aaron Rodgers? Like Aaron Rodgers, I get, is still, he is a big pull for the stuff he does with McAfee. He is a big off the field interest for people, but I don't feel like people were like tuning into Jets games en masse last year.
Well, why, we just had the Cowboy conversation. Why on Get Up were the Jets on there nonstop? I know Mike Greenberg is a Jets fan. Mm-hmm. They're doing it because there's some type of ratings attraction and pull.
Sure, on the I get the discussion point, but the actual games he plays, I don't feel like people were seeking out watching Rodgers play last year. Like even early in the season before things went sideways,
right? I think you know, new team, new city. You know, people have faith.
Pittsburgh, the Steelers.
Yeah, people have, they have
That's a huge draw.
They have faith in Mike Tomlin. They have faith in the Steelers that they'll be a stabilizing force. Maybe he's better second year up to the ankle or
we
Achilles.
Got social media. So is this happening? Like. What is taking so long?
Well, I think he's trying to draw New Orleans in maybe now. Although, why? If you're Rodgers, New Orleans is not ready to win.
No.
You got Kellen Moore. You're ready to win.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, you just go to Pittsburgh, man. You know, we got offseason workouts happening. Let's go.
The Indianapolis Colts apologize for their Tyreek Hill inclusion of their schedule release. Even with Tyreek Hill, I thought that was Tyreek right there on Central.
Yeah,
You hear that car whizzing by right there?
Tyreek on Twitter. Should have left it up, Colts. This was funny. He's one of us. He's a...
And this is what the Dolphin wearing number 10 pulled over by the Coast Guard.
So the Colts schedule release video was a Minecraft video. And, you know, they had a Dolphin wearing a number 10 jersey, and it said Hill on top, being stopped by the Coast Guard. Detained. Detained. So, I'll just give more detail.
It's the same exact detail I gave.
No.
What did you say different?
Minecraft.
He gotcha.
I got him. See, that's right. That's why you're my guy. That's right.
Yo, man.
You only listen to what I think I say.
I was just trying to chime in. I was not.
You only listen to things
try
I
less.
Say. I like
okay. Try less, like normal.
So... Tyreek is like, this is funny. And it is funny. It's objectively funny.
Tyreek Hill made fun of this whole situation 3 hours after he got arrested when he scored a touchdown and he used it as his touchdown celebration. It's fair game. You can make a joke about it.
The bigger issue is the Microsoft IP thing.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
So the Colts, they infringed on Microsoft's Minecraft rights without permission. The Chargers got permission when they did it. So the Colts are like, we're just going to do Minecraft.
Yeah.
And it's Microsoft's rights, and they didn't get the permission.
Oh.
And Flory, of course, wrote all about that. So, little erasing of the video from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. That whole, by the way, the over enforcement of copyrights, like, it's just a stupid schedule release video. Like, you're not having your brand harmed by that.
It's actually probably helping your brand.
If anything, yeah.
Today is Belichick Strahan Day.
That's right.
The sit-down interview, we got to get the exact time. I tried to go ahead and Google when it was happening, but old Bill is going to sit down with Michael Strahan. Where do you want to start here with these Belichick cuts? You want to go Pablo or you want to go Bill?
Ooh. I think let's go Bill.
Okay. Bill Belichick sitting down with ESPN, and he was asked about his girlfriend.
All of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then August when we get to training camp. So June will be a big recruiting month for us, and then August we'll start to get ready for the season.
Pablo Torre, who broke this, Choppy, went on WEEI, and he's double-checking some timelines, saying Jordan Hudson was around the Patriots when Bill was there.
Something people may not know that I didn't even have time for in the episode is that the first time people spotted Jordan Hudson around the Patriots, around Bill Belichick, was when he was the coach of the Patriots in the fall of 2021. It wasn't 2023. They've known about her showing up as early as the fall of 2021. She was sitting, I was told, in Bill's outdoor seats at Gillette. I think they're in section 120-ish, maybe, like end zone view. She was spotted in those seats as early as that. And so the question of, like, who is this person coming around now? What's her deal? What does she want? These videos are leaking. Wait a minute. Now she's making a series of behind-the-scenes disasters, showing up at commercial shoots, uninvited, scripted, million-dollar things. Not even the Dunkin' Donuts thing, but the Underdog commercial in which she says, I got an idea, comes and shows up with a yellow polka dot bikini on and says, I'm ready for the scene that I want to direct effectively. Wow. And people have to, like, as I was told in the episode, create a scene that they put on a camera that may or may not have been on even to satisfy Belichick, who's standing right there. Belichick's watching all of this, totally normal looking. This is what I say. Like, Belichick's been around to watch all of it. He's not, as much as you can say, he's not online. He was on.
Mulaney made the joke.
There.
Man, this is like 2021. She was 20 years old. She can't even leave with a drink. I don't care about age stuff with you. You're 60. You want to date 25. If you guys love each other, you can't help. You can't help who you fall in love with. I have nothing in common with somebody who can't drink legally, though. If I can't go to happy hour with you, that's where I draw the line. I have nothing in common with you.
The interview props I got from Vegas and Bet Online are ridiculous and hysterical. But the number one thing we need to focus on for today's interview: how many questions will Strahan ask about Jordan Hudson? The over-under is 1.5.
Oh, God, over.
Well, it's going to be 2, and that's it.
Yeah, it was 2. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, 2.
So we need to figure out and find out when that is.
Now,
do follow-ups count?
I was going to say, would they count a follow-up of like, hey, clarify this, or do they need two like separate questions of like, hey, this is one topic, this is one topic?
I think you got to count to clarify.
I think you got to, too. By the way, Belichick's seats are in the end zone. That's the best they could do for him.
No, his outdoor seats. So he's got a suite and he's got outdoor seats.
Okay.
Two words on the home of the Rangers: Jacob freaking DeGrom. I know that's 3. Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of things happening. Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. So you know this voice very well. One of those things was the release of the Dallas Cowboys schedule. Let's talk about that and the offseason with Brad Sham back on the morning show via the D&M leasing hotline on DFW Sports Station. What fun things have you been doing in the offseason so far? Where have you gone?
I've gone to New York. Took about a week, saw four shows in 48 hours.
Ooh. The best one, the best two.
Well, they were all just all so different from each other. I saw Clooney's show, Good Night and Good Luck. That one made a big impression on me. It was really well done and very true to Edward R. Murrow. And I saw the one that got maybe happy ending, got 10 Tony nominations. It was really good, extremely unique. One of my favorites, though, was Glengarry Glen Ross, which I've seen, know the movie, but I went for the actors to see Odin Kirk and Kieran Culkin and Bill Burr, and they were fantastic.
I love how cultured you are. Bringing some culture, great culture, to the morning show. Your thoughts.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything to follow with. I don't have any culture to relay. Your thoughts on the Cowboys' schedule initially.
It's really hard. And, I looked first at weather things. And I want to know, besides Dallas, Kansas City, and Detroit, how many teams have two short weeks? I think there are a couple, but I think that's really punitive, really unfair. And I will tell you, Sean, that when I got a chance to sit down and look at it, and I realized that they had two Monday night games in a row separated by the bye week, the very first reaction I had was to say two words, one of which I can't say, and the second of which is me.
So when you're looking at the four Thursday night games, you're really looking to see if it's coming off a short week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just really hard for players.
Yeah.
Really, really hard. The first one, although actually they won't be on a seven-day schedule because they play on the last preseason game on Friday, but that kind of doesn't count because none of those players will play.
Right.
So the first one, that doesn't matter. And Thanksgiving, I'll give them Thanksgiving because the Cowboys have done that for 50 years, 60 years, and that's part of the tradition here. The other two now, that's really, really hard. And one of them, of course, they got to travel on Christmas, and then the other one, they got to go to Detroit. They've got three primetime road games. And when the schedule comes out like it did yesterday, people don't realize what a toll that means. You're getting back, depending on where it is, sometime between 3 and 6 a.m. Now, fair enough, you may have a few extra days. But when you're doing it in the last half of the schedule, their bodies are not healed. They're not healthy. It's physically really a difficult schedule, I think.
Brad, I think the Chicago road game is kind of like one of those games you look back, it's like a tipping point game, considering it's, the first two games, maybe you split them, and then you got Green Bay the next week. If you lose that game to Chicago, you could be staring 1-3 in the face. Is that what are some of the other, what is the other tipping point game, if there isn't one besides Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, and that is absolutely fair, RJ, although I will point out that although a lot of people would not expect it sitting here in mid-May, what if they beat the Eagles? Then that changes the way you feel about a lot of things. But I think I'm going to say, I'm going to give you two, and they're coming into and going out of the bye. I mean, that Cardinals game going into the bye, mm-hmm. Washington's going to have been tough. Denver's going to have been tough out in Denver. And so that's a big one. Arizona going into the bye and then coming out. And we have no idea right now if the Raiders are going to be any good or not. But when you look at what they've got coming up, I would say that Raiders game could be one of those. Because those next six games, I don't even know how many wins to say you better get out of those. I think if you split those, just sitting here right now knowing what we know about the teams, which is nothing, I would say that those six games, you know, if you split those, that would impress me based on right today.
Brad Chan, the voice of the Cowboys, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brad, obviously you're right. We don't know what these teams are exactly yet. But when you got to look at the schedule and just said, all right, here's the way it stacks up. At what point in the season do you look at it and say, I think I'll have a good idea of who this team is by that point, given what they've gone through?
You know, Bobby, I think my experience tells me that regardless of who the opponents are, you get about 6 weeks in, and you'll start to develop some trends, and there will be things that maybe 1 or 2 weeks in look like something, and then give it another month, and you get some injuries and film study, and those things were not such a big deal. But besides that, I would say, yeah, you know, when you get into the middle of October, I would say this. Coming off the Jets and the Panthers, if they are not in decent shape with their record coming out of October 12th, then things could get a little grim.
Brad, when you look at the Week 10 bye week, obviously Brian Schottenheimer's a first-time head coach. Is that something, do you think, is an instance where you might rather have an earlier bye week with a first-time head coach? Like, hey, maybe it'd be good to get him a reset after 5 weeks instead of having to go nine straight weeks with a process that he's, you know, going trial and error with.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know him well enough to say that he would say it doesn't make any difference. They don't ask me. I don't get that choice. So the closer you get to the middle of the season, for me, the closer you get to the middle of the season to have your bye and balance out the physical toll, the better off you are. I don't think I'd want to buy after 5 weeks here. They've got some experience on that coaching staff, including him. So I think that might be I'd tell you, I would almost rather have it where it is, knowing what's coming up, than to move it earlier.
Brad Chan, voice of the Cowboys, joins here 105 Through the Fan. Do you like being the opening Thursday night football game?
I don't know. You know, if your team's good, sure. I don't know if it really matters that much, RJ. What I like is you've got a weekend off. You can watch everybody else, and you get a little extra time to prepare for the next game, which. You know, I don't know how much more time they would need. It's a division team, but it's kind of an honor, I guess. I don't really think it matters much one way or the other, frankly.
Let's talk about
there are other people, other teams who would get excited about it. You know, as you guys know very well, it's just different here.
Yep. Brad Sham here on 105 Through the Fan, voice of the Cowboys. Let's talk about the rest of the offseason. I'm getting excited. Schottenheimer's personality, good. The draft, the Pickens deal. Give us your overall thoughts on the Cowboys offseason.
Have you gotten to spend much time with him, Schottenheimer?
No. I mean, Bobby's supposed to be setting up this lunch I'm still waiting on, but it's coming, supposedly.
Yeah. I'm really very positively impressed. I spent about a half an hour in his office a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time with him individually before we go to camp. I really, as I've thought about it, Sean, one of the things about him that I think underwhelmed people so much was simply that for the last 10 years or so, you just didn't hear his name a lot in pursuit of head coaching jobs. He did go after some earlier than that. And I don't know why that is, that he wasn't pursuing them or wasn't considered for them. But I think that he, I'm not sure he's even hit a foul ball. The questions that he answers from the podium, you know, I really think this, if you think back and got to hear any of his stuff at the podium as the offensive coordinator, there were a lot of words, and it seemed like not necessarily a lot of meat. And I even had the feeling then, okay, this is McCarthy's guy, loyal to him, friends with him, and he's not going to say anything that is not going to make Mike McCarthy look like the boss and look good. And he doesn't have, and I haven't asked him if that's the case, but that was my impression. He doesn't have to do that now. And as a result, listen closely when he's got a press conference. He'll have a couple next week. He answers questions. As you guys know better than me, they don't do that in this business very much.
Yeah.
He actually answers questions, yeah, and he's honest. And the people thing, the relationship thing, that's real. And so the most important thing a coach has to be, besides, you know, smart and know football, is authentic, because players will see through it. And he's really, I think he's really authentic. I'm very intrigued with the staff. I think that's got a chance to be a bigger plus than people realize, just because of the enthusiasm and the atmosphere. Some people have seen it already. I haven't had a chance to be out amongst it yet, but OTAs will start next week, and so we'll do that. What was the second thing you said before Pickens?
Draft.
You know, it would have been great to have the receiver, but look, I think they got players that will help them. They may have gotten, everyone is saying this, and I don't know how to say anything otherwise, they may have gotten three starters right off the bat. And if you get contributors from, you know, the defensive tackles from UCLA or some of those other ones down the road a little bit, both of the running backs, that could be huge. So I think they did well in the draft, and I am intrigued a little bit by the off-season veteran signings. They weren't going to spend a lot of money and get a lot of high-value, big-name players. But it's such a departure from what they did a year ago. 1 year ago, there was no reason, and I didn't have one, to think, boy, they've gone out and made this team better. I just didn't believe it. And I don't know how good this team is, but it's better than it was last year. The one guy I'm really kind of interested to see is the linebacker that they signed from the Bears, because all I can think of is the guy the Eagles signed last year, Bond, from the Saints. Nobody ever heard of him. Now he's an All-Pro because they had an idea about how to use him, and maybe Eberflus has got an idea about how to use this guy. I'm interested to see how he fits in with everybody else. Pickens, next question. He's a great player. I'll say this. He's a physically great player, and I think he's smart, and I think that therefore there's a chance that he will understand that this is the one time in his entire career that he's going to get a chance to hit a long home run with a contract. Because if he goes out and misbehaves and acts a fool like he has for many times the last few years, then that's going to affect how, I don't care how much money he gets, that's going to affect how much he gets as a free agent when he leaves here. I look at it as a rental, a one-year thing. I know there are some people who don't, but I guess I've read that if he does well enough, they got a chance to get a third-round compensatory, which would almost be like a free rental. If he has an all-pro year, then clearly it's going to help them, and he has that ability. The thing that is, I don't want to call it a concern, but I think it bears watching. You know, Linda Wells is really, besides Schottenheimer, who's got things to do, Linda Wells is really the only veteran presence, and I don't mean to diminish the offensive coordinator who has been in Arizona with the Cardinals the last several years as an offensive line coach. I'm talking about someone that I think a guy like Pickens will listen to and be influenced by. Linda Wells is the tight ends coach, the only real veteran presence on the offensive coaching staff, which means that it's going to be up, as far as I can tell, it's going to be up to Dak and CD and maybe a little bit of Tyler Smith to make sure that he stays in line and focused and doing what everybody else is trying to get done. If he does that, then he can really help them this year. And then after this year, I don't know, if he had an all-pro year, they've got to sign Bland and Tyler Smith and Aubrey. I don't know how they would afford him. But there are ways. There are ways. I've talked to some people I respect who say, oh, no, they could. But it'll be – I like the fact that I'm looking at it that this is for a year. We don't have to worry about this guy for the next 5 years.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Enjoy the next show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys on DFW Sports Station. Did the Rangers just sweep the worst team of all time? Wait till you hear some of these hilarious numbers. Next.
Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this as well. Okay. Do you guys remember last year what our prediction record was by any chance?
9-8, right?
9-8.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 9-8.
Yeah. Did you guys feel at the time feel good about that one?
I did. Or? Yeah. I thought it was low.
You thought it was low?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You were high on the team last year.
I was.
I was not. They did nothing in the offseason last year outside of Eric Kendricks to get me excited. I think this offseason's been so much better.
All right. Well, let's see if we can do this again. I know Woolchuck mentioned that we did it at Love of the Star this morning, and I kind of wanted to get a show schedule done here is okay. What I was kind of thinking of, because we did it last year, and you know we like I say we were a couple games off, but I just want to get a show prediction here of this schedule.
I think we would have hit it if maybe Dak would have got hurt earlier.
If yeah,
sorry, that was a bad joke.
Oh, if you got more Cooper,
yeah.
you are a Cooper Rush fan, my guy.
You are a big Cooper Rush fan.
Big Dak fan too. You know that.
As a person.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dak fan for sure.
He's a heart. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can't root for the person.
All right. Let's see if we can do this. Let me take a sip of water here to get us going.
All right. There you go.
Sip, yeah. Sip.
Wow, you're drinking water. Got to stay hydrated.
Got to stay hydrated.
And it's not even flavored.
I didn't have to walk all the way across the parking lot today. I feel bad for my
team. They gave you the senior special.
Don't feel bad. I'm trying to get my steps up again.
Man, is that a senior special or is that a respect for Brian deal? It's like, oh, there's Broadus.
Maybe a little both.
I think that might be.
But I think the gray hair definitely helps.
You think he felt like that I didn't? I might
handle it.
That I might fall down in the parking lot like I did at Avis?
Yeah, he heard the story. I think our guys at Tolo out there. He heard the story of you falling.
What just happened?
Because not on my watch.
He's like, Broadus, I can't risk you trying to climb over those chains. Oh my god!
You see me like out there walking with my chair, you know, and all of a sudden I'm laying like in a spot out there, and these vultures are overhead, buzzards, and so.
If he ever doesn't allow that, you should just bring a cane. And then when you get out of the car, like, see this? Then you just cane your way up there.
Knowing how Ray watches the bottom line so closely, I bet they're worried about an insurance claim. An entire season of Brian making that walk.
Yeah.
It's a settlement waiting to happen.
I wouldn't blame him. Especially after, like you said, you guys saw me at that Avis parking lot. That was not pretty at all.
No.
But, yeah, not good at all. All right, here we go. September 4th, we all know, Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Win.
You thinking a win?
No, I'll put that one down as an L.
What about you?
Seeing a loss, Brian.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, it's an L.
Okay. L goes in the books right there, right off the jump. Any reason why or just...
The home opener is going to have a lot of juice and momentum there for the Eagles. And I think they split personally with the Eagles this year. I really do. I think they can get them at home, assuming Dak stays healthy. The road Eagles game is usually the one they'd lose.
Much like 2-3 years ago with the 49ers, your only hope is that Saquon Barkley gets hurt. And I'm not hoping for that,
right.
But that is your only path to victory.
Never and hope for hurt.
Week one, he's going to be fresh, most
likely.
That's a turds victory by at least 3 scores.
Yeah. let's not let that get clipped. He was not saying he
no,
wants
he
the
was
guy.
Not. He was just saying,
not saying
it's
that.
Easier to defeat a team without their best player. And I think that's totally fair. I think that's a fair critique as a sports broadcast.
I admire his discipline. He looked in the bag of hope. He saw there was only one hope there, and it was for injury. And he said, no, you can keep that hope.
Yeah. How about this? 10 days later, you got the New York Football Giants at home.
That's a win.
Mmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not? They're going to get 5 or 6 wins this year. Why not week 2 be one of them?
I got to win. You're going to be the heel
all right
here?
Dawson, you're leaning into the heel. It's really all about.
Someone has to be.
It's really about all about the majority here. Okay. I know you were thinking about an L.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered?
Yeah, because I would have been voted out, right?
You're thinking about an L to the Giants?
But duly noted, it would have been like, oh, Dawson hell. Didn't think we were going to win that game.
The only reason why I feel very confident is because they will have a few extra days of rest going into that game. Extra days to prepare.
Yeah, like you need it against the Giants?
Hey, dude, okay. You never know.
You never know. All right, September 21st.
Scataboo's going to run all over this place.
Trip to Chicago on September 21st. Dawson.
I feel like that's still a win.
Woolley.
Yep, that's a dub. You've got Matt Eberflus with the revenge game. You got some guys on the staff that hopefully are able to give you some insight on what they want to do there, although it is Ben Johnson. But Flus has gone up against Ben Johnson before. Give me Caleb Williams to run around and give some interceptions to our guys.
Chieftain?
I will say that's a Bears victory.
Noted. But on the book, it goes as a W.
Goes as a W.
Screw you.
At home, September 28th against the Green Bay Packers.
It's an L.
Chief says L. Woolley.
Yeah, I've got to go with a loss here. I can't pick him to beat Green Bay until I see it with my own eyes.
Dawson?
I think this is a revenge game win for the Cowboys.
Okay. Still goes down as an L.
Okay.
Because we got the 2-1. It's a show bet. Show bet here.
And, hey, love show. Of the star, Brian is going with the dub for
I
this
went with
Packers
the dub.
Game.
I went with the dub.
And I loved everything you said. I just, I can't do it. They haunt me.
All right. Here's the one that scares me, believe it or not. October 5th against the New York Jets at MetLife. Dawson.
You're winning that game.
Woolley.
Since they lost to the Packers, I'm going the dub here.
How about you there,
Justin? Is this Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Beat him last year when he was on the Steelers.
Yeah, and honestly, the Steelers should have just kept him out of the game. They had a better chance of winning.
Chief, what do you think on a duly noted?
Duly noted, I think the Jets get the win.
I said so, too, when we did the Love of the Star podcast. Because I think it's going to be, like I said, an emotional victory against Green Bay.
You've picked him to beat the Giants.
They're going to beat those Giants. Week 2 is going to be spectacular, Walchuk.
Carolina Panthers on the schedule. 16. Cowboys go to Carolina. And on October 12th, Carolina, win or loss.
That's a win. Bryce Young doesn't finish the game.
Okay. Woolley.
Ezeraku breakout party.
Yeah, they've gone to Carolina the last 2 years and beat them pretty good. I think Carolina's going to be better, but the Cowboys are still a better football team than the Panthers. That's a win.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, no pity for the kitty that week. Cowboys dub.
October 19th, home game against the Commanders. Woolley.
I'm going to say this one's an L. I say they lose at home to Washington. I think they split with them this year, and they're going to get them back on Christmas Day.
All right. How about you there, Chieftain?
L.
Dawson?
It's a horrible loss. Commanders had some problems that you could exploit last year. They probably fixed those.
October 26th at the Broncos. Chief.
That's a guarantee L.
Yeah, that's a stone cold lead pipe lock.
Dawson?
I can't see that going well.
All right, we're on a bad run here, boys. Monday night, come home against the Arizona Cardinals.
The turning point has happened.
November 3rd.
Kyler Murray, if he's still healthy at the time, he's going to be feeling fantastic about his opportunity to extend his winning streak at AT&T Stadium. That's another back-to-back weeks of like the two teams that weirdly are kryptonite for you.
Yeah, you haven't been able to beat them. I'm going to say that they do indeed get the win this go-around. Why? Clayton Adams gives you the secret sauce to victory over Arizona.
So we got a win and a loss?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Dawson?
Winski.
All right. Ooh, that avoided a three-game losing streak right there.
Well, you got another one coming pretty soon.
We got the bye week, and then we go to the Raiders on November 17th. Dawson.
I'm going to go loss with that one. And I don't know why, but the Cowboys have struggled with the Raiders over the years, and I think that continues. I think you're probably getting players back off of buys, which might change roles, might have some rust factor there with Diggs and Overshown at that point in the season, going loss to the Raiders.
Wooly?
If it was at home on Thanksgiving, I'd pick the Raiders.
Yeah.
But it's not. This one's in Vegas, first time. It's going to be rocking. Give me the Cowboys.
I imagine this is actually going to feel like a Cowboys home crowd. Agreed. To some extent.
W, so, it is.
Yeah, give me Cowboys dub.
Dawson noted on your end.
Thank you.
At home, the following week against Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a terrible loss. This team's just too good.
Wooly?
I'm going dub. I think they split with the Eagles, and I picked them to lose the road game earlier.
Chieftain.
Yeah, give me a Cowboys victory.
All right.
Yeah! Look at that.
Woo! All right, you guys got them on a three-game heater now.
Let's How many games have we have them winning in total at this point?
I was going to count it at the end of the
okay,
day.
Okay, no problem. Just count it at the end of the day.
I'm going to count at the end of the day.
What a stupid question.
I'm just going to count at the end of the day.
Why would you ask that?
Thanksgiving Day against the Chiefs.
L.
Yeah, I'll go L.
Oh, you just hope Patrick Mahomes puts on a laser show so you can have some sort of entertainment value out of
competitive
that.
Competitive game, though.
Horrible loss,
but it's a loss.
Hey. This is what I worry about. They're not going to practice at all for this game because of the fact that, you know, coming back after, you know, they've got Philadelphia at home. Next thing you know, they're not, it's like, well, we're kind of banged up. It's a walkthrough and all that. There's teams that can't beat Kansas City with full practice.
Do we know how much Shoddy likes to practice?
I'm guaranteeing that he's not. I think he likes to practice. But I don't think this week it's going to allow him to practice after a tough game against the Eagles. That's what I'm saying.
I think we're going to look back on that game, and we're going to remember it as the Rashard Smith game, the former SMU pony coming back to Dallas and running wild.
Okay, how about this one on December 4th at Detroit?
Ooh, horrible loss.
I wonder how – the Lions could be a regress team this year.
Mm. Oh, they will be to some extent.
Yeah, I think that – I don't know how good the Lions are going to be, but I'll go with an L because they want the Cowboys. They want to beat the crap out of them so bad, and this is a tough stretch here. I'll go L against the Lions.
All right.
Same here.
All right. That kind of took care of that. At home on December 14th against the Minnesota Vikings.
I think that's a dub. I think the Cowboys have the Vikings number.
Seems like one they can get. I like what you're doing there, Woolchuck. They usually beat them. I'll go Cowboys.
I was going to say that's a loss.
Okay, well, duly noted.
Basically a rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And I love Kevin O'Connell, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, the Cowboys crapped on him a couple of years ago pretty good.
December 21st against the Los Angeles Chargers.
I like this as a dub because this is a noon kick at AT&T Stadium.
Okay. I like it.
That's my reason for victory.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I'll go win here.
All right, that turns into a W.
Yonel.
Dawson,
horrible loss. Omarion Hampton, rookie running back.
Yeah,
physical Harbaugh team in their second year.
No, that's a tough game. I'm
duly,
with you.
Duly noted. Duly noted. December 25th after a hard physical game against the Chargers. Now you got to go 4 days later to play the Commanders on the road Christmas Day.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is going to be the Grinch.
They own Washington and Washington. Give me the Cowboys.
Dawson, it's up to you.
Elski.
Oh, no. Elski.
Horrible loss.
Oh, jeez. This is terrible. All right, final game. It might not matter at this point.
Dub against the Giants.
Dub against the Giants?
Yeah.
They're going to sweep the G-men, huh?
They always do.
What are you saying there? You're saying going dubs?
Yeah, I'm going Cowboy dub.
How about you, Dawson?
Who are they playing?
The Giants.
Win.
All right. As it looks like
Dak owns
them. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
10-7.
Don't put my name on that.
That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
Well, I think I'd had them at 7-10 if it was up to me. But I like your guys' optimism here. Yeah, I'm hoping those things come true. Just got to get Tyler Guyton, maybe. What's the one player that needs to show up for that to be real?
What? It's Guyton. Yeah. I think it's this team, if the offensive line ends up being bad and Tyler Booker doesn't end up hitting and Guyton continues to stink, then this team is not going to.
Let me ask you this, though. Who are you more confident in?
Booker
Tyler Guyton? No. Tyler Guyton or Mozzie Smith?
Oh, geez. Guyton.
Because I'm more confident in Guyton. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Mozzie is what he is, and that's a below-average player.
I mean, Mozzie's job is just so much easier. You know, I think Guyton handling the pass rushers.
I think I'm more confident in Mozzie right now myself.
Wow.
All right. I think I'm giving some credence to the idea that this new staff is so O-line centric
right.
with their backgrounds from the new O-line coach, of course, and then also
okay.
Clayton Adams.
10-7 playoffs or yes or no?
Yeah, I think you're a wild card team at 10-7.
No, I'd say no. Oh, if they win 10 games?
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, there's probably a pretty fair chance.
But they
you're
will
a wild
be one
team.
And done, right? I mean, okay. I think we forget, like, that's a regular season quarterback, boys.
But as Dawson, you have them like a 7-10.
Yeah, this schedule is pretty dang tough. And, I think maybe 2026 is the year where they come roaring out of this. But I wonder if there's hope that the Eagles lost a pass rusher. You took Fowler from Washington. Like, can Guyton have an easier time out there than the rookie year gauntlet that he had to run those first 8 weeks of the season? I mean, it was like all pro after all pro that he had to face. Yeah. So maybe there's some hope there in the quality of opponents a little bit less. Where are we going next, Chief?
Around the rim, Jay Billis gives us the Cooper Flag 411 with the morning show. And things got a little too physical in Boston last night, if you ask me. That's next here in the nation.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, in the next hour, that is the noon o'clock hour, we will have our Shakira ticket giveaway. But right now, I wanted to talk some more about George Pickens. Now, we've been meaning to do this segment all week, but then Mavericks got Cooper Flag and I flipped out and, you know, it got away from us just a little bit.
You did lose your mind about that.
Yes, absolutely. And I let a bunch of kids smash my sunglasses. Well worth it. Is George Pickens getting a clean slate with the organization and the Cowboys fan base? So one of the reasons that I thought about this was, you know, earlier this week, I think it was a tweet, maybe it was an Instagram story, where Pickens was talking about how the front office for the Steelers was the cheapest front office in the world. And then there was articles of people like, see, he's up to his same old nonsense already. And there's already been articles from Steelers players, some names, some not, that were like, hey, we felt like our team would be better off without him. So there is like a lot of baggage that comes along mm-hmm. with this player. And so my question for you guys, and we could even throw to Stephen Jones for part of this, is do you think you get to wipe the slate clean and you're like, hey, that was the other organization, this is us? Or do you think at the first sign of trouble, like let's say he just says some offhand thing about like, well, you know, I really wish we cared more about winning. Do you think that's just going to be like, see, trash, always wrecking teams? Or do you think people are like, whoa, that was surprising to hear him speak out?
Yeah, I mean, let's go to Stephen Jones for sure and get some of his thoughts on, let's go cut 9 here.
Okay.
And thoughts on his attitude.
He's an uber competitor, and we had one in Dez Bryant who was the same way. I mean, he just couldn't get enough, and boy, when the lights came on and his cleats hit the turf, he was a different guy, and it feels like George is going to be that way. He certainly sometimes plays with high emotion, and that can, as we all know, when you're playing sports and you're competing and you're playing with a lot of emotion, sometimes you can make a wrong decision here and there, but we had that with Dez, but certainly he knows he wants to continue to get his hands around that, just like Dez worked at it all the time. And we feel like that it's certainly worth what comes with that in terms of what he's doing to continue to get better when he's out there competing week in and week out. And I know, you know, all the homework we did, he's well loved by his teammates. They want him on their team. And we felt the same way about Dez. And we just feel like he's going to bring something here to our organization that we need in terms of an edge and, you know, bringing that energy of competition to the field day in, day out, week in, week out.
Yeah. That's the line, Kevin, that you constantly refer to. How good are you versus
yeah.
how much you'll deal
sure.
with? How pretty is she versus how much you'll sure. deal with from her? And that's where they felt. He just said it. We felt like he's good enough for us to say we can work with these and navigate this. And they did deal with Dez. They did go through Dez's outbursts, which were emotional. And they said, you know, we never really got it, but we were always told it's not a distraction, it's competitiveness. And while I think sometimes it can be a distraction because you're having those, but you have outbursts in the middle of things. Hopefully you can stay focused on it. Now, when you ask the question about clean slate, it sounds like they're willing to give him the clean slate.
It does.
However, as you pointed out, the first time something is said or goes wrong, then that's strike two. Not just strike one, that's strike two, because what you did in the NFL was already seen. If you did it somewhere and nobody saw it, then that's probably clean slate for you. But if you do it and people see it, and which they did, they saw it in the NFL already, then it's strike two immediately. So I'm willing to definitely give him as clean of a slate as I can, but I know things that have already happened. You know, the types of when he grabbed Jordan Lewis's face mask and threw him to ground for whatever, because of the competition, you know, it got too heated for him. I need him to, and Mike Tomlin said he's going to have to grow up fast.
Yeah.
That line sticks with me, man. Yeah. Whenever a Mike Tomlin says something like that. So I believe that he has to grow up and show and prove through this season that he's willing to be that kind of guy. I still want that competitive fire. I still want that competitive edge that he comes with, without being something that causes problems and rifts for the team as they're trying to focus on something bigger.
Now, there's a couple of things with that. For Dez Bryant, I feel like a lot of the fan base really loved him, but there was definitely...
Because he was a beast.
Yeah, but there was definitely a group that would just microscopically analyze every single thing, and so it kind of feels like maybe we're in the same direction with George Pickens. As to what Steven said, and I think I made an audible, when he said that, was his teammates like him. That has kind of proven to not be overwhelmingly the case coming out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
Because,
so have you have?
Yes, there are multiple people from the Steelers locker room. Now, again, this is going to be a thing where the players are not identified. And I know some people, that really bothers them about unnamed sources. And they're like, hey, put your name with it if you really mean it. But there are multiple Steelers players that said they got fed up with Pickens, quote, antics, and quickly got turned off by him for multiple reasons. And some felt it would be counterproductive to keep him around, even with his talent, because he could make the locker room toxic. And so this is from people that were in the Steelers locker room. And so I'm not saying there are not plenty of examples of teammates that you could find for George Pickens. They're like, oh yeah, he's the best. Love that guy. But here's an example right here of people who are on the team. He was just on. We're like, no, we needed to move on with him. And word is, from the organization, not that many people were broken up when he got traded.
I know the media, I heard plenty of people from the Pittsburgh media that were like, he treated us as if we were not even humans. You know, like that's yikes. So I know that the opinions out of the media in Pittsburgh are going to come out in that manner. And that's, I mean, clean slate's another thing too. Doesn't it seem weird that like Dak will go into a season and he's like, why are y'all mad? Last year was last year.
Yeah.
No, dude, this is not each year does not present a clean slate.
Yeah.
For the fans. Yeah, your 8-year history is built with us. You're actually, unfortunately, carrying the 30-year history of failure that we've had. And that's unfortunate for you.
I agree.
But don't be mad at us because you're failing. And we're not going to give you a clean slate whenever last year the playoffs, you expected this team to be so good and then you collapsed in the playoffs and then you start the season rough. That's where that clean slate doesn't exist for you. So don't just expect that we're going to give you that each season. The successes as you go along and the promise of good future is what we're looking for.
From the 682, because there are very divisive opinions about this. From the 682, Tigers don't change their stripes. He will be a locker room problem. And then from the 806, I hope being a contract year, he'll be on good behavior.
That's where I land.
Especially since I'll admit, when I first heard the trade, I was like, oh no, does he want to get paid too? And so when you heard like, hey, no, I'm going to let the season play out because he thinks he has the talent. And at times he shows
this team.
Yeah. At times he shows he has the talent to absolutely be a number one wide receiver. Now, not on a consistent basis, but I think he's like, I think I can show that. I think I can show that I'm not a problem and then I can get paid accordingly. So that is an intriguing philosophy about while he'll be on his best behavior. But if you think it's intrinsically inside of him, sometimes that's a hard pattern to break.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could tell your, like you can tell yourself, just be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. It doesn't always work.
It comes out on, yes, on that play.
Yes.
I will say the Mavericks with Dirk, didn't they always seem to be like, it doesn't matter who the character is, they all kind of fall into the fold whenever they get here with Dirk for whatever,
sure,
reason.
It does not feel like that is the case here.
And that felt like the Mavericks at the time, Donnie Nelson, he knew, I can go get a troubled player and put him in this room and he's going to be just fine because we do have the infrastructure. And for whatever reason, Dirk has the leadership in that locker room and they all respect him. And so that was a positive thing. I'm hopeful that as players get brought in, they have that same respect for the leadership in the Cowboys locker,
yeah,
room.
Yeah.
But when winning is a key factor to that, and when you're not winning, so that's going to be a big deal. You have to win, and people will continue to be, hey, I'm on this train, I'm happy with it, until things go wrong. So I'm hopeful that the leadership that they have in that locker room is able to carry wins, and that everybody that could be a potential problem is like, nah, we're good right now.
Because especially on the offensive end of things, obviously it's Dak. Like, I know there's been a discussion for the last several years and now going into this season about, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah, and now it being the Micah show and everything. But for somebody that it seems like everybody respects, he does all kinds of great things in the community. I would love it if the locker room leadership of Dak is one of the reasons that Pickens got in line and was like, now you can just see my talent and none of the other crap that goes along with it.
I like this from the 903. Hasn't Kyrie been a prime example of players changing? Was he considered, ooh, toxic?
That's intriguing.
Well, yes, it's intriguing, but wasn't this kind of considered his last chance?
Sure.
Because when he got traded we had that conversation of, he got traded here, the Nets didn't want to trade him to LA.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one thing, but other teams didn't want to trade for Kyrie. And so he lands here, and it was, hey man, if you don't do it here, you might not have another chance to prove it anywhere else.
And so that's an interesting, man, I really like that example, because you know some people will argue as like, toxic can mean just misunderstood, and I'm sure from Kyrie's perspective, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes people think I'm a certain way and I'm like, I'm not, I just don't think you're totally understanding me. I wonder if Kyrie felt that way. I wonder if George Pickens can come into this situation.
Or unwilling to try to understand you.
Yes, exactly. And I wonder if George Pickens, that is a good point, can come into this situation and maybe the Cowboys are more open to understanding who he is as a person. Maybe George Pickens is more open and that's how things fall into place. Or maybe he's just here for 1 year, gets all of the money somewhere else, but balls out along the way. Then are you going to be like, that's fine. Thank you for letting us have a great season, depending on where it ends.
And anybody that says we're not giving him credit for the receiver that he is because of the quarterbacks he played with before.
We talked extensively about that.
And that's where we do have the hope that Dak is a difference maker for him.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know it, but I'm hopeful.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. If you can, Alec, please give me cut number 4, because we talked about the NHL playoffs. I want to go to the NBA playoffs right now.
7 seconds left, 6 seconds left. The Warriors will not foul. That is going to do it. The horn sounds here at Target Center, and the Wolves have captured game 5, 121-110.
I'm glad they didn't foul, because there were 7 seconds left and it was an 11-point game. So I'm really glad that did not happen. All right. Minnesota advances to the Western Conference Finals. They're in the Western Conference Finals in back-to-back seasons for the first time in franchise history.
Wow.
So you go back, and I know he moved on and won a championship with Boston, but you think about how in like really high regard Kevin Garnett is held. He never did this. So if you love Anthony Edwards, or maybe if you don't love him, like, this is a pretty big step for him. Now he needs to make the next step or two. But go ahead.
I know you love the Nuggets.
I do.
This is one of the things, though, where I hope, because he already took down Jokic last year.
Yep.
This is where I hope that he gets to square off against the Thunder, and it's Shea versus Anthony Edwards.
I bet the NBA would enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. Two rising stars, yep, that they could probably sit on for 3 or 4 years down the road here, maybe even 7. And this is me just kind of being an Anthony Edwards fan, hoping that he overcomes Shea in this run. And I don't know if how the NBA would want either one of these versus the. I still think it's the Knicks they want them to play. Obviously,
oh, absolutely.
But this is where I'm kind of hoping that the Thunder get this win over the Nuggets so that we can see that young star back and forth.
And I do think it's going to happen. Maybe the Nuggets can pull it off tonight. They are still underdog, but if Jokic plays anywhere near the way he did in Game 5, maybe they can pull it off. But I still would think Oklahoma City would win that series. So Oklahoma City against Minnesota on one side. On the other side, it's going to be the Pacers against, I still think, the Knicks. And they're going back to Madison Square Garden. But that first game without Tatum, holy crap, did they get destroyed. Derek White was unbelievable. Brown was playing fantastically. And they just deconstructed the Knicks. And so I wonder if the Knicks are like, we better win this series in game 6. But you've got no Tatum for the rest of the season, probably for most, if not all, of next season as well. But I still think you'll end up getting Thunder, T-Wolves, Pacers, Knicks as your two conference championships.
Jalen Brown's all, we are not going home.
Okay, I mean, he doesn't quite like Dobby, but... You know, or Dobie.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.